Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Wehner joins us now, and we were a little worried that John might not be awake out there on the West Coast. How you doing, Rock? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing great. Always up at 4:30 a.m. or whatever that time is.
Break up the Bucks, Rock. I mean, 18 hits, 9 runs, Andrew McCutchen with a blast. I mean, all the big-time dudes brought it last night. And that's what we were talking about last week. Yeah, okay, so Jack Sawinski hasn't looked good, and that's an understatement, and Tommy Pham, and the list goes on. But if Kutch and Cruz and Reynolds and Bart can hit, they should have the pitching to be able to win some series here, no?
For sure. Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, your big guys, you know, they got to do their thing. And it's huge, when, especially that middle of the lineup. You know, McCutchen, Bart, Reynolds, whomever. Yeah, they're going to drive in runs. And probably the most complete game that we've had this year. I mean, I think everything was pretty good. You know, I thought the defense was solid. I thought we pitched well.
Bullpen was great.
Yeah, bullpen, 5 no-hit innings. That Soriano's no joke. I mean, his velocity was down a little bit. I mean, this guy's throwing, you know, 100 miles an hour. You know, averaging 99 almost on the year, but he wasn't throwing as hard. But he has a good curveball, good slider. I think the Pirates did a good job of not chasing, gotten to good counts, chased them early, you know. And so, yeah, I hopefully this gets them going, especially, like you said, the offense. The offense has to be a little more consistent. And like you said, if you're swinging the bats and you're coming up with the big hits with runners in scoring position, you'll start winning series, and that's what this team needs to start doing.
John, have you sensed some confidence from Bednar's last two performances?
Yeah, I think especially last night. I think I said this here before, you know, he was an all-star, and I think he was an all-star because he was dominant with his fastball especially. You know, he has the curveball and the split, but you know, he got people out with fastball, and he came at guys with the fastball. You know, I think because it's gotten hit some last year and this year, and I think that's where his struggles started, because his fastball that guys used to swing through or pop up or, you know, not hit has been getting turned around. And I think that's for whatever reason, because the velocity wasn't down or anything else like that. He had the same velocity going right at guys, and for whatever reason, guys were getting to it, and guys were driving it. And when that happens, I think that's when you start going to your curveball more, or your split more, or maybe you're not as aggressive in the strike zone, you're behind the count. But last night was the first time, you know, in a while that I've seen him just come at him with fastball and got the swing and miss on the fastball. You know, he looks exactly like the all-star that he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see, and we're all rooting hard for David Bednar. I'm also rooting hard, John, for the Pirates to have a consistent lineup. And so you have 18 hits last night and 9 runs. I would just take the lineup card and I would copy and paste, and I would run the same thing out there tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, good call. Why not? I think, you know, they were all having fun. And, you know, and the guys that were in there, those averages are coming up. You know, it just seems like just a few days ago we had four guys or five guys that were in that lineup that were hitting below 200, you know. And I think last night I looked up at the scoreboard towards the end of the game, and I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, looks a lot better now. You know, you see a lot of twos. All these averages are starting to climb. And I think when you start hitting, collecting hits, you start gaining confidence. And then when you're confident, you're more likely to put together better at bats. So I think when, you know, it was hard to blame them for changing the lineup so often. I think when you're not hitting and you have so many guys that are struggling, I mean, sometimes you got to try new things and give guys some opportunities. So, that what we saw last night was basically the lineup the majority of the time. And, yeah, that's a good call. Keep it the same.
John, you gave me the advice for the first pitch, man up, and I did not throw a strike, but I also did not bounce it, and it's all because of you, big guy.
Wow, I forgot all about that. So you did good?
I mean, I did okay.
He got it to the glove of Henry Davis.
Tried to break his thumb.
Oh, so you let it go, too? You let it rip?
Yeah, there's a hitch in the delivery. I'm going to have to talk to the pitching coach, but it got there.
Did you go up on the mound, or did you go in front?
I knew we couldn't have this conversation, John, if I would tell you that I threw it from flat ground. So I was right on the rubber.
Nice. And you got it there.
Got it there. I'll have to send you the video. I'm sure you're just, you know, you need to see it.
I'm surprised it wasn't like on the news or something. You know, I thought that they're going viral. I mean, that's big stuff.
No, and that's what's not fair. If I would have tripped and fell, or I would have bounced a thing two times, that's when it would have gone viral. But nobody loves the athletic success.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you're so cocky. That's so much fun.
All right, go back to bed, Wayner. Hopefully, when we talk next week, the Pirates will have that that left number in the win loss column a lot closer to the right number.
That would be great. I mean, this is not an easy trip, obviously, going through L.A. and Anaheim. But, congratulations. Seriously, I can't wait to see the video. Proud of you.
Really proud of you. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you.
What a guy. John Wayner, the best.
He sounded very proud.
He did sound proud. He's groggy. He's tired.
He's going to be underwhelmed.
He probably hasn't had his cup of coffee yet.
You know why it hasn't made the news? Like, it was spectacularly, like, it was just the most average pitch you'll ever see. There was nothing spectacular.
We grade on a curve, buddy. We grade on a curve.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people were expecting him not to even get it to that point.
That's right.
Right. So, like, he didn't do bad, but he didn't do good enough for it to be memorable.
You know what I am? I'm Mike Tomlin.
You're forgettable.
I outperformed my own low expectations.
Yeah.
Is exactly what happened there.
But Mike Tomlin's on the news all the time.
All right, so one guy in the lineup last night for the Pirates didn't have a hit. That's Enmanuel Valdez. Everybody else had at least a hit, and you had six guys with multiple hits. If it's not the same exact lineup tonight, independent of who's pitching for the Angels, we riot.
Yep.
We riot.
Yep.
And one last thing here on the Bucks before we're back into draft talk. Doug Whaley from 9 until 10. They're 8-7 with Andrew McCutchen in the starting lineup. They are 1-8 without him. Play his ass every single night until he specifically asks you not to. I don't think it should be that hard. 1-8 without him. 8-7 with him. You don't have enough good hitters. He's still a good hitter. Play him every damn night. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.